And I'm so lucky because I turn to my right and I get to meet Mike Bush, who probably doesn't remember. I've met you before, and I will remind you of when.
Okay, please do. Please do.
Okay, circa 1996. I did an internship in the PR department, and what we did was the tours of the station.
Oh,
do you remember those?
Oh, I sure do. Those were the days. Nobody cares to tour TV stations anymore. But, were the days.
I'll tell you what the kids loved the most were two things. One, they liked weather because they liked the green screen.
Right.
And two, they wanted to meet the sports guys.
Oh, that's cool.
And you were there at sports at the time.
I was until 2003. So
yes.
From 85 to 2003, I was the sports guy.
Yeah, and it was so great there. And I'm just thinking of the fact that over your years doing what you've done, you've seen so much, you've witnessed so much. I can't imagine how many unforgettable moments you've had in sports. Do you have anything that pop in your mind right away as you kind of reflect on your journey?
You know, I've seen so much stuff. I was thinking the other day that I was at the spring training where Albert Pujols made the club. And I remember being on one of the back batting practice fields and just hearing the ball hit the bat differently than I had heard it before. And I thought, well, this guy's going to be something. I had no idea.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. And then getting to witness his entire career in St. Louis was just amazing. And we honored him at the Musial Awards a couple of years ago. So that was exciting. But for me, you know, I'm a huge baseball fan. So the Cardinals winning the World Series, that was amazing.
Which one?
Both. Both were great. And my first year was 85, where they lost the World Series to the Royals because of Don Denkinger. But yeah. I got to be in the booth where you are sitting right now in Atlanta when the Rams won the Super Bowl. And I get to call that game. And so that, to me, getting to be kind of a participant in the Super Bowl that the Rams won, Super Bowl 34, that, to me, is probably the highlight of the
career. That's amazing. And it kind of reminds me, too, that you've covered sports, not just in St. Louis. I don't think of you covering sports anywhere else but St. Louis. However, you have been there. What makes the St. Louis sports culture different from other markets?
You know, I really think St. Louis is hard on itself just in general. But St. Louisans are very loyal people. They are loyal to the town. I think they're loyal to their teams. And I just think, you know, St. Louis gets a bad rap in some other bubbles when it comes to sports. I mean, like Stan Kroenke left St. Louis because he says it's a baseball town.
Boo.
BS. It's a baseball town. Look at the crowd here tonight.
Yeah, right?
It's not a baseball town. It's a sports town. They love the Blues. They love the Rams when they were here until Stan Kroenke said, I'm leaving. And obviously, it's a great soccer town. It's a great baseball town. I just think St. Louisans in general are very loyal people. And I also think, you know, they care about their neighbor. They care about their teams. And so we get a bad rap, I think, in other places. But we got to stop being so hard on ourselves and kind of take pride.
And we're pretty competitive, too.
We are very competitive. And that's good. That's a good thing. That's why people are here tonight to watch the team, you know, beat Houston tonight.
That Mike Bush just said it. We're going to win.
Yeah.
So finally, before you go and watch the second half, as you're stepping away from the nightly broadcast, our sportscast, I don't know what to do with that because you're kind of a fixture. But what are you looking forward to? What does life look like on the other side for Mike Bush?
So obviously, spending more time with my family. I've got 4 grandkids, so I want to spend a little more time with them, be able to pick them up from their games and maybe school and stuff like that. But also, I'm still going to do some work for Channel 5. I'm going to do some other things, and I'm hoping to continue to shine the spotlight on the good that's going on in this community because I just don't think – I think people have an appetite for it, and I don't think people see enough of it. You know, it doesn't lead the nightly news every night, the good things.
Right.
So we need to shine a spotlight on the good things going on because there's a lot of it.
Well, Mike Bush, thank you for coming to the booth. Thank you for your coverage. And I just want to put on the record for saying it's really unfair that it doesn't look like you've aged at all since 1996.
Gosh. You should be in my skin and go, why am I looking at my father in the mirror every day?
Thank you so much. Enjoy the second half.
Thank you so much.
That was Mike Bush. He's you know him, a legendary broadcaster with KSDK Channel 5 Sports and News. And hopefully we don't lose him completely. We hear from him now and then.